This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very good morning to you. I'm hoping you are well.
Yes, thank you, Howard, and I wish you well. You sound a little bit, cranky. I meant croaky.
I'm cranky and croaky. Terrible combination. But unfortunately, there is a lot to be cranky about. Iranian story in Australia. Tell us what's going on.
Well, in brief, the Jewish community remains pretty rattled by the whole episode. Just to remind listeners very briefly, exactly a week ago, last Tuesday, we reported that that the Australian Security Intelligence Agencies and the government have said that Iran was behind at least two of the anti-Semitic attacks, I dare say terrorist attacks, which have taken place in this country in the last little while. In October, something called Lewis's Continental Kitchens was attacked, physically attacked. And then in December, the Adas Israel Synagogue was set on fire, a serious arson attack. Thank God there was no loss of life. The government said that the Iranian ambassador plus some of his staff had to leave the country within 72 hours. So now it's really proved to be a double-edged sword, or understood as a double-edged sword, for the Jewish community. On the one hand, there is, of course, relief that a major instigator of the violence has been identified, unmasked, and that the targeting of Jewish institutions, which obviously fermented great fear within the community, and has certainly damaged Australia's social cohesion more than it already was. On the other hand, and it provides some clarity to the community about who was behind those specific attacks. On the other hand, however, if anything, it exposes how far Iran's reach extends all the way to this country. And specifically, Lewis's Continental Kitchens, for example, this is a family business. And as the Lewis's themselves have said, they're a small family running a small business in Australia. Why on earth would they be targeted by Iran on this other side of the world? And the way that it has impacted this particular family, they have, prior to their attack on them, they had a staff of 22. They're now down to a staff of 5. The physical business which they were running has been, to all intents and purposes, destroyed. They've had to move to another location, which for obviously they're keeping, they're not publicizing where they are for security reasons. So as welcome as the new measures are, they also heighten the anxieties of many Australian Jews. Now, if all that were not bad enough, literally today, this morning, one of the top cardiologists in this country is reported to have addressed some function where he said, and again, one of the top cardiologists, so the guy has some standing, he is convinced that the Mossad was about those two terrorist attacks, that the Mossad was behind those two terrorist attacks. And he has come out and said this based on what who alone knows. But it is obviously deeply concerning. And what he has presumably built his case on is that in the days after it was announced about Iran and the two terrorist attacks, etc., it came out that the Mossad has in fact assisted the Australian security organizations with intelligence. And it has been reported multiple times, that going back to 2017, Israeli intelligence alerted Australian intelligence about a plot to blow up an aircraft which was flying out of Sydney. So it is reported, it is known that there is constructive security intelligence cooperation between Australia and Israel. And so now, seemingly based on that, this cardiologist has come out and said, well, therefore, he is pretty sure that Mossad would have been behind those two terrorist attacks. I don't know how many people will believe him, but obviously it just does not help anything when someone who has standing in the medical community comes out with such a far-fetched allegation.
Listen, I mean, this is unfortunately the standard line, isn't it? That it's always, if something like this happens, then it's always Israel. It always goes back to, no. This is a false flag, whatever they call it, operation. Always standard. It's just part of the defense. Can the family, the owners of the restaurant, do they have any recourse in terms of claiming something back financially for their loss?
Well, that's an interesting question, and I don't know the answer to that. But what I would imagine is if they are pursuing some sort of recompense or some sort of damages, it would be happening sort of below the radar, because it would be counterproductive with everything that's going on for that to be in the public domain. So one would think so. I guess it comes down to what the law says in terms of acts of terrorism. Do they qualify, quote unquote, for insurances, etc.? So I don't know is the short answer. But if it is happening, I'm sure it would be happening below the radar. And so the question remains for the broader Jewish community.
I was going to say, what does this mean? Yeah. Where are we in the broader community? Are people still more nervous or less nervous now that they know what this has been about?
Sadly, I would have to say more nervous. I would have to say more nervous, because literally every single day we are coming across random anti-Semitic incidents, and we don't have time to today's call to go into some of that details. But every single day I'm hearing, and we are hearing, about random anti-Semitic incidents, people in the street being racially abused. So short answer, more nervous.
And is this across Australia or mainly in Melbourne and Sydney?
Mainly in Melbourne and Sydney, because that's where 90% of the community lives, is Melbourne and Sydney. So it's mainly in Melbourne and Sydney, with the occasional incidents in smaller places like Queensland, the Gold Coast, etc. But overwhelmingly in Melbourne and Sydney.
Absolutely appalling. Let's just talk very quickly on another subject completely. Olympic champion Jess Fox has had a tumor removed. Tell us about this.
Very briefly. So Jess Fox, and we've spoken about her before. She has won. She has 6 Olympic medals to her credit, 3 golds. She has 14 world championships to her name. And she was about to fly out to take part in another world championships within a couple of weeks. It's now emerged, it's been reported, that she has had cancer, and she has had a tumor removed from her kidneys. And the latest report is that she's recovering at home with post-surgery complications, but she will miss 2 upcoming World Cup events. And hopefully, you know, she will be on the way to recovery. So quite a shock to all those who know and certainly follow her sporting career.
And we wish her well, a full and speedy recovery. It is about to go 7 o'clock. Vic Aladev, thank you. As always, just keep fighting the good fight for Australian Jewry. Give me your thoughts, your reaction, 061-895-1019.